There were a lot of letters and emails to the Evening News this week. As you mentioned earlier, the decision to cancel the 10-kilometre run was very controversial. Linda Thorpe thinks this is the wisest decision. I was a spectator one year where people became seriously dehydrated while running. There were not enough marshals to cope and we ended up helping runners, giving them our water and trying to cool them down in the shade. They were very poorly and went to hospital. I think this is the wisest decision. I know it will clash with other running events planned, but your health is more important. Morgan Haynes agreed. The emergency services are already overstretched. This could have caused many unnecessary problems for the ambulance service as well as the NNUH. We've waited 2 years. A couple more months won't hurt. However, Doug Barber thought you can just adapt to the conditions. Can't say I agree with it. Ran 10k on Monday afternoon in the hottest part of the day. You just adjust to the conditions. Tracy Wilson felt that that should never have been planned for this July. I can't understand why this event was arranged for the middle of summer. Late spring or early autumn would be much more sensible. And Brad Rea reckoned that the problem lay with a few runners who would not be sensible. Don't agree with the decision, but understand. And most will be sensible, but there will be a few who won't, and that is too much of a risk for the organisers and their insurance, I would guess.
The Norfolk Show was another subject of correspondence, and several readers were clearly unsatisfied with this year's arrangements. Michael Black from Bootin was not pleased with the changes. So, this year's Royal Norfolk Show is hailed as best in a generation. In that case, I must have experienced a sliding doors moment and arrived at a different show. Having been a regular showgoer since the 1950s, I felt afterwards that this was the least enjoyable one I've ever been to. That long walk from the new car park, coming in from Easton, rather set the tone, particularly as we walked through acres of empty parking space towards the Dereham Gate. Thank goodness it wasn't raining. Was car parking chargeable anyway? Booking online, you got a free £8 car park voucher, which wasn't checked when we drove in. So why did we need it? And then, on the front cover of the programme, it stated, free parking. Inside the show, nothing is where it was. Everything has changed. The newly moved flower show garden area is merely a poor show of its former self. The huge craft tent is no longer there. Take out the gin stalls, and there is not much left in the food hall. No kettle chips, no food demonstration area, and overall, too few local Norfolk producers. Ice cream vans were from a supplier I've never heard of. Does no one in Norfolk make ice cream these days? No WI tent. I heard they were priced out. No Gerald's fashion show. No poultry on display. The pig shed was barely half full, and you can't get anywhere near the cattle sheds these days. Too many outside food areas selling experiences at inflated prices. And why would I pay £10 for a plastic cup of Bims? Where was that food drink stand that has been there for years at the northern end of the showground, where you could eat and drink and socialise sitting outside or in, choosing from a wide selection of salads, burgers, sandwiches and cakes? I could go on, but by now I trust the reader will have gathered my drift of regret and unhappiness. If the Royal Norfolk Show has to change, then so be it. But I find the passing of so much that we have enjoyed and relied on for so many years a great shame. And in future years, I'm afraid, I won't be putting these dates in the diary as my must-go-to on the last Wednesday and Thursday in June. If this year's show was the best in a generation, have I missed something? Or have too many people been looking at the Emperor's new clothes?
Georgina Ragg from Aylsham agreed with Michael Black and had more to offer. I agree wholeheartedly with everything Michael Black said about the Royal Norfolk Show and could add several more things to his list of disappointments. We went to the new car park where, on Wednesday, organisation and efficiency were non-existent. After being stuck in traffic for nearly an hour, despite leaving home early, further unnecessary delay was not welcome. The show was lacking most of the things we have always loved, and totally inadequate seating around the Grand Ring made a poor day worse. Having to sit for long periods on the rock-hard, dusty ground, surrounded by litter, with a restricted view, was not what we expected, nor paid for. I bought tickets online and received an emailed survey about my experience after the show. I completed and returned it, and as I have done in previous years, making my feelings very clear. The organisers had not even taken the trouble to create a new survey. For this vastly altered show, several of the things I was asked to comment on had not even taken place this year. What does that tell you?
Graham Murfitt from Littleport agreed with some of the criticisms, although overall he had an enjoyable day. Like Michael Black, I too visited the Royal Norfolk Show on the Wednesday. Had a very early start, 6:20 a.m, from my home, but drove straight in to park on the golf course at 7:40 a.m. I walked towards my usual entrance beside the horse show, only to find that gate not in use. What followed was a route march along a roadway to another gate some distance away, which was hard going in long grass on a hot morning. I did notice beyond the food hall a lot of that side, and the bottom end was rather full of fairground amusements. And a lot of the car and truck stands, along with garden show, were not there, but elsewhere dotted around. What I did find and saw was a lot of folk very happy to be back, and enjoying their day and a very good atmosphere. Yes, unfortunately, the food prices were high-end, $6.50 for a bacon roll upwards. There were indeed less tents selling goods, but ones that were, as the food hall was, were well ventilated, which was a wise precaution with the current rate of COVID. Hopefully, next year the show will become more of its old self and won't get overwhelmed with fairground and stalls like other events. Overall, an enjoyable day, but marked down by poor entrance and exit due to a rather lack of thought or money saving by the organisers. I did receive a questionnaire from the show and explained this, as I would advise anyone else to. And now we go back to the news. Here is Ruth with news of the local impact of the economic crisis.